Emma Verort hopes to find her fit in the skilled trades. With a keen interest in welding, the Grade 11 Center Wellington District High School, CWDHS, student could never have imagined how difficult it would be to find work boots small enough to fit. When deciding I wanted to be a welder, I wasn't aware that not having the proper footwear would be such a problem, and that I may not be able to pursue a career in welding, Verort said in an email exchange. I think there needs to be more done towards providing everyone with proper equipment to work in the skilled trades, as everyone deserves equal opportunities. When it comes to jobs in the skilled trades, an ongoing issue for women is the lack of properly fitting personal protective equipment, PPE, which workers need to stay safe on job sites. I feel that it is important because it is not fair for women to not have the same opportunities that men do just because of their size, something they can't control, Verort said. With determination and a passion for her craft, Verort from Allura says gender should never be something that discourages someone from pursuing a career. I was nervous and not very confident, however with encouragement from my teacher, I became more comfortable. Throughout the semester I had done many different projects and worked with many different machines. However, welding stuck out to me and I really enjoyed it, she said. Near the end of the semester, I had started considering welding as a career, and I had gone to a Women in Trades event where it was a requirement for the girls to wear steel toe shoes or a shoe cover with a steel toe. This was when Verort first encountered a problem with footwear. I could not find a pair of steel toe shoes and the toe covers they were providing were too big. For the event I had to wear shoes that were 3 or 4 sizes too big, Verort said. Verort approached CWDHS technological education teacher Jeff Patterson with her issue of no being unable to find a pair of work boots small enough. Immediately, Patterson began the search by contacting Director of Competitions and Business Development at Skills Ontario, Jennifer Green, stating that he had a young student who wants to get into welding but has a size 1 foot. Green took to LinkedIn to put a call out for this student asking about CSA-rated steel-toed boots in this small size. In just 2 weeks, Green's post saw 40,000 views, 371 likes, 69 comments with leads, and 33 reposts. This post reached far beyond Ontario with people from all over Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and the United States reaching out to assist. It's amazing to see the community rally together to help a student in need, especially in the hope of not discouraging her from pursuing her dream of welding, Green said. To date, this student is still without appropriate footwear, but her dedicated teacher is still on the hunt. We're hopeful that we will hear news soon regarding this search for work boots and hope that this amazing story of a community coming together inspires more women to enter the trades. Verort says she developed an interest in the skilled trades because she prefers to work with her hands rather than at a desk or on a computer. So, I took Mr. Priester's manufacturing class. I was a little nervous as I hadn't worked in a shop, and the majority in the class were boys. However, Mr. Priester was amazing. He showed me how to weld and be confident in the shop. I made a fire pit and I really enjoyed welding it all together, she said. The more time I spent in the shop, the more confident I became. Along with the help of my teacher, Mr. Priester, encouraging me along the way, I had realized that welding was a job I had wished to pursue. The search still continues to help find CSA-approved boots in Verort's size. I was reconsidering my career choice as it was clear I would not have proper equipment. But Mr. Patterson and Mr. Priester were not ready to give up yet. The hunt for shoes has been ongoing for many months but I have still not found shoes, Verort said. After high school, Verort hopes to enter into a welding apprenticeship program at Conestoga College. I enjoy how hands-on welding is and how creative it can be. Knowing how to weld, there are so many job opportunities available, from underwater welding to welding machinery together, to creating artistic pieces, Verort said. Verort says she was amazed to see the outpouring of support from so many in the community wanting to help. It started off with 2 teachers, Mr. Priester and Mr. Patterson, to so many other companies and people on the hunt for boots. It shows how the community cares about my future and passion for welding. I am really thankful for the people I am surrounded with and who have not given up, she said. Verort says she hopes that her struggle to find equipment will start a process to create more appropriate and suitable personal protective equipment for women going into the trades. I have gone to many trade shows for women and I have felt very welcome and comfortable about joining the trades. For me, it is not about not feeling welcome into the skilled trades, it is my physical disadvantage that is making it more difficult for me to continue, Verort said. This whole experience has taught me that you should never give up on something because it gets tough. If you think it is impossible, make it possible. However, I hope that in the future, things will change and other women will not struggle as much as I have. I have learned where there is a will, there is a way.